I am Planta on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. The inaugural Vancouver Podcast Festival is this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's being presented by DOXA, the Documentary Film Festival. And joining me now to preview what's going to be happening down at the Vancouver Public Library as well as at the Rio is Selena Crammond. She is the Director of Programming at DOXA, succeeding Dorothy Wooden earlier this year. Some 41% of Canadians, and the number is seemingly growing, listen to podcasts for news, comedy, and long-form narratives. There will be panels of podcast producers and performers discussing the medium and its ubiquity. There will also be workshops and tapings of some popular CBC podcasts, including the acclaimed On Drugs, hosted by Jeff Turner, and Vancouver's 2050 Degrees of Change, hosted by Johanna Wagstaff, which won a Jack Webster Award last week. I'll be looking forward to a live taping of one of my favorite shows, Pop This, with Lisa Christensen and Andrew Warner, the latter, who will also be hosting a conversation with Karina Longworth of the great You Must Remember This. That's at the Rio, Thursday evening, the 8th of November. The theme of the festival is true crime and justice, and there'll be appearances by David Ridgen of the Someone Knows Something podcast, as well as Madeline Barron of In the Dark. I'll actually be hosting three panels. The first is the Podcasting and Politics panel with Alex DeBoer of CITR's Seeking Office podcast, Ian Bushfield from Canby Report, and Charlie Demers of Well Reads. That's at 2 p.m. on Thursday at the Central Branch of the Vancouver Public Library. Then at 4 p.m., I'll be conducting the conversation for the Podcasting and as Journalism panel featuring Madeline Barron, Sherelle Tobin of the CBC, as well as one of the fellows from UBC Cited. On Friday morning at 11 a.m., I'll be in conversation with Jody Martinson about her remarkable podcast, Other People's Problems. Visit vanpodfest.ca for tickets and information. A lot of the panels are free, including the Harry Potter extravaganza Saturday, featuring much discussion and dress-up of the J.K. Rowling creation. Other than her work at DOXA since 2012, Selena Crammond was at the Vancouver International Film Festival and Van City Theatre for 4 years. Visit doxafestival.ca for more. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Selena Crammond. Ms. Crammond, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So it just seems like a given that there'd be a podcasting festival now, because we're all listening to podcasts, and especially in this town. I guess everywhere, you know, they've sort of taken on, you know, this great following, but
yeah.
Especially in Vancouver. We seem to be obsessed with them, aren't we?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'm assuming that's what people are listening to when they're on the bus and their earbuds dangling out of their ears. But I don't know. I guess it's hard to really tell because the nature of listening to podcasts is, you know, quite individual and like it's an individual solo activity. So it's kind of hard to really know. So I'm assuming the same thing as you, we'll see how it goes. I mean, it's one big experiment for us this year, being our first year,
but the lineup is tremendous, and, you know, that goes to you and your planning and programming. What goes into, say, thinking about what to bring to town and what to put together for these 3 days?
Sure. First of all, I just want to acknowledge our incredible podcast committee made up of local podcasters here in Vancouver. So while, you know, I may be the spokesperson for DOXA as the director of programming for the organization, we do have just an incredible committee of really interesting, dedicated podcasting fans and podcast producers.
Mm-hmm.
So the committee came up with the programming idea, or the marquee events anyway, at the Rio collectively.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the driving, themes of the year and which led us down the path of choosing specific podcasters to invite was the true crime, true justice theme. And so, obviously, you know, true crime is a incredibly popular genre, not just in podcasting, but in film and books and TV. So we thought that could be an interesting theme to explore this year for our inaugural podcasting event. And then the true justice component sort of speaks to DOXA, the Documentary Film Festival, who's producing the PodFest, speaks to our commitment to social justice issues and looking at justice and equality and what that means. So we wanted to make sure we were still being true to Doxa Festival and our programming ethos from a documentary perspective. So this true crime, true justice just seemed like the perfect sort of guiding theme for the first year.
Yeah, it when you look at, as you mentioned, you call them the marquee events. You look at, say, Johanna Wagstaff's climate change podcast, or you look at Someone Knows Something, or mm-hmm. In the Dark. These are podcasts that really, in the case of Ms. Wagstaff, I mean, the possibility for social change is there. But you look at the Someone Knows Something or In the Dark, I mean, change can come about just because of the podcasts themselves.
Yeah, exactly, through investigative journalism. And, those podcast producers and hosts who do a lot of digging to uncover truth and justice. So, yeah, we're really excited about the program this year. And, I'm proud of it, considering it's our first year. We're bringing in several guests from outside of Vancouver and outside of Canada. We've got, of course, Karina Longsworth from You Must Remember This. So she's coming up and is going to be actually launching her new book, Seduction, Sex, Lies, and Stardom in Howard Hughes Hollywood. So that's going to have a local connection, of course, because of Howard Hughes' mansion and or living in the hotel
right.
in Vancouver. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but I'm hoping she's got some tidbits to share with us that will appeal to a local audience. But it is really great that these folks have agreed to come up to Vancouver to join us. And of course, in conversation with local podcasts, because we have all of our master classes happening as well, which will be really great. And those are actually selling quite well.
Yeah, so we'll talk about the panels and the master classes in just a sec. But you mentioned Karina Longsworth, that podcast is huge. Everyone's, I enjoyed a great deal being a film nut like most people. She'll be in conversation Thursday with Andrea Warner. Is that correct? And so that evening at the Rio, that's not the only thing too, right? There's other things that it's quite a long evening, isn't it?
Yeah. So how we've structured it this year, which is a little different than other podcasting events, where instead of giving each podcaster a 30 to 60 minute slot, we've thematically grouped them into sort of like a show, with an opening act. So on the Thursday, for example, we've got Pop This, which is, of course, Andrew Warner's local podcast featuring Heavy Content, which is a new local podcast. So we've got Pop This, and then, of course, Uncover, Escaping Nexium, which is, I don't know a single person who hasn't binge listened to that podcast. And then we've got Karina Longsworth closing out the night. So the theme of that night is true crime in Hollywood, more or less, or true crime in celebrity. And then on the Friday night, we've got Someone Knows Something paired with In the Dark. So they'll each, take to stage in separate time slots, but as one bill, one ticket. That theme is investigative journalism and true crime. And then the Saturday night, we've got The Illusionist as a standalone show at 5:45, because Helen's live show is a little more involved and people love her work, so we thought it could stand on its own. And then we've got a comedy night closing out the festival, 9 p.m. at the Rio, with locals Retail Nightmares, who will be opening up for a one night only show called Criminally Funny, which is basically going to be a night of improvised true crime comedy with the This Sounds Serious, This Is That, and Stop Podcasting Yourself crew. Right. So that'll be really fun and maybe a little more on the performative side than the other evenings.
But, I mean,
that's obviously humor and humor and true crime. So.
Yeah, but my goodness, what a lineup. I mean, if you go, say, on the Thursday night, I mean, you mentioned, I mean, those are three shows that I happen to listen to regularly.
Yeah, great.
What great fun that'll be for audience members to see Lisa and Andrea do their show together, right?
Yeah, totally. And I think it'll be really, really great. And again, it's unique to what I've seen other podcast festivals doing, where they list people individually, and this is a real chance to have like a good solid night out and hear from multiple podcasters. It's a really, I think, unique event, and we appreciate your support and helping us spread the word. You know, being our first year, it's always a bit nervous or nerve-wracking, not being sure how many people are going to come out, or you know, I think a lot of our traditional film-going audiences are still kind of scratching their heads, wondering what is a live podcast or what is podcasting, period.
Right.
So, you know, I think there are still folks out there who are curious about what it is. So it feels like a bit of a gamble putting together such an ambitious program for our first year. But you know, we're all looking forward to it. And of course, like on top of all of the Rio shows we just talked about, there's a whole bunch of free shows happening over at the library and
right.
the new floor,
mm-hmm.
in their new theater and the new top floor space. That's really, really quite something.
So we'll talk about that. I mean, I'll be participating on a panel on the Thursday afternoon.
Oh, great.
I guess Madeline from In the Dark,
mm-hmm.
One of the fellows from Cited, and Sherelle Tobin from the CBC.
Right, yeah, and that's going to be a great one.
Yeah, and so I mean, the title of that is I believe it's Podcasting as Journalism.
Yeah, and as journalism.
And as journalism, which is a marvelous way to talk about something the popularity of podcasts, and that is a lot of people have been turning to them as a source of information and news. And so I guess one of the things that I'll be asking the three panelists is how to make a podcast reliable. I mean, that's the key, I think, in terms of getting an audience and keeping an audience. That's one of many panels at the library Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's several panels, and there's also going to be some live shows.
Mm.
For example, at 3 p.m., just before your panel, I'm going to be participating in the Doxa documentary Smackdown, which is a playful game. I don't know if we want to call it a game show, but a playful sort of debate that I'm organizing with this really amazing woman named Carrie Snellgrove, who's a producer over at the National Film Board of Canada. And she's a huge podcasting fan and has started producing audio works herself. So we're going to debate sound versus image, and I'm going to take the position of, you know, documentary being the grand art form, and she's going to take the position of audio being the grand art form. So it'll, you know, it's going to be done in fun, because obviously we both love both, but
right.
That'll be a little playful performance. And then, of course, we've got all sorts of really great performances on drugs with Jeff Turner. That's happening on Saturday for free at VPL. There's going to be a Harry Potter Podfest with local guests and guests from out of town, which will be really fun. Secret Feminist Agenda, which is another really great local podcast featuring Hannah McGregor, who's also actually on our organizing committee,
mm-hmm.
programming committee. So yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah, let's talk about Harry Potter. I'm one of the few people in the world who's never read the books or watched the films, but obviously they have such a large following that you all have devoted several hours to Harry Potter on Saturday, and what's fascinating about that is that there are a number of Harry Potter podcasts that will be participating, but everyone's invited, and by that I mean all age groups, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So all of our VPL programming is all ages, and part of the Harry Potter Podfest idea was to try and engage families and youth, teens, kids as much as possible. So that should be a lot of fun.
And you're encouraging the children of all ages, I guess, to dress up, right?
Sure, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You mentioned On Drugs with Jeff Turner, which I'm a great fan of his work. So there will be tapings, as you said, at the library Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. A live sort of show, yeah.
Mm. My understanding is that the events at the library, most of them are free. Is that right?
Yeah, all the events at the library are free.
And so people should go to the website, vanpodfest.ca, to register?
You actually don't have to register
for
the VPL event. Because it's in the Vancouver Public Library, they keep an open door, but there are quite a few seats available, so I wouldn't be too worried about that. I mean, show up early,
right,
and there's going to be some spillover space if there isn't room in the theater, in the new theater. So there unfortunately isn't a ticketing system for the Vancouver Public Library because it is a public space.
Right.
But for, of course, our paid events, they're all ticketed.
Yeah, so for the events at the Rio as well as the workshops, people should go to vanpodfest.ca and register now, get those tickets now, right?
Yeah, definitely. We just sold out of VIP passes, and I think we're out of creator passes, which gets you into the master classes.
Mm-hmm.
But there are still individual tickets available to the Rio shows, as well as a fan festival pass. And basically, fan festival passes get you tickets to all Rio shows and at a discount. So, and I think, don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure there's going to be a really awesome swag bag included with the, and tote bag included with the fan festival pass. I'll have to confirm that.
And I'm sure wherever you go Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, various podcasts will have sort of, I guess, merch, if you will.
Yeah, I think so. I haven't been too involved with the logistics of production, so I'm not sure, but we'll have some merch available.
Yeah.
And Karina, of course, is going to have, there's going to be a book signing at her book launch. You
must
remember this. So definitely bring cash and be one of the first to get your hands on her new book. We're really lucky to have her launch up here.
Yeah, the guys at Canby Report, for example, who will be participating on Thursday afternoon, they have buttons. I'm sure they'll have a few there for their fans.
Right. Okay. That's great.
Yeah. It's fascinating listening to you describe the various events and the people that will be attending. In terms of looking at the festival, whether it's for, say, the listener or for the people that create podcasts, and it really is both, isn't it? I mean, there's something for everyone here these 3 days.
Yeah, we've tried to make it, for both, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really want to engage local podcasters. I mean, if you look at our program, you'll see we've got a lot of local content, and we also obviously want to appeal to the listener because not everybody has time to create their own podcast, and some people like listening, which is, I fall in that camp. So I'm excited to just attend and listen to creators tell us their stories of how they produce.
Yeah, we started the conversation talking about the experience of listening to podcasts. It is very much a solitary experience as someone who produces a podcast themselves. Mm-hmm. That too can be a very solitary experience, when you are able to share that experience, I mean, I can't wait to see Lisa and Andrea do their show.
Yeah, and I think, we've got a couple parties that come along with the VIP pass and creator passes, so we want it to be a social experience and try to break out of that solitude for a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
and meet other podcasters, brainstorm ideas, and hopefully really put Vancouver on the map globally for being a headquarters for interesting and relevant podcasting. and, you know, professional podcasting.
Yeah, indeed. Selena, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. You're all doing great work with this festival, and you in particular are doing tremendous work with Doxa. The success of that, I mean, has been noted elsewhere. I appreciate your time today. Thanks for this.
Great. Well, thanks for your support and for having me on the commentary.
Visit vanpodfest.ca for tickets and information. Selena Kremen joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plunto.